ये मे मतमिदं नित्यम् अनुतिष्ठन्ति मानव श्रद्धावन्तो न सूयन्तो उच्यन्ते तेऽपि कर्मभिः। भगवद्गीता 3.31, कृष्ण स्पीकिंग हाउ वन कैन बाय फेथफुली फॉलोइंग हिज इंस्ट्रक्शंस अटेन लिबरेशन। These are like the concluding words after he has described, he has told Arjuna, practice karma yoga. That was the consistent message from analyzed from different perspectives till 24th verse. And then 25th to 29th, he describes how the consciousness of a karma yogi is different from that of a karma kandi. And then 30th verse, Krishna says how karma yoga, when it is, the work is done for Krishna, then that is the best. So how karma yoga points towards, progresses towards bhakti yoga is described in 3.30. Now Krishna says that this is the instruction he has given, yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. It was a statement in imperative, do it like this. Now after giving this, the question comes in Arjuna's mind that you have given such clear instruction, why don't people follow it? And what happens to those who follow? What happens to those who don't follow? So Krishna will answer in this verse now. Ye me matamidam. These are my words. Now Krishna doesn't, although he is God, he doesn't go about imposing his words based on his position as God. He talks about it as his mata, his opinion. But because he is himself the omniscient absolute truth, so his mata is the absolute truth. So Krishna has not revealed himself as God. And in general, Krishna doesn't impose his words based on the authority of his divinity. But rather, he explains his words based on the coherence, the logic, and the quotation of scripture. What he also, we'll see 13th chapter, he himself says that, what the sages have said, I am repeating. Now, ye me matamidam, nityam, these are eternal words. It is not that Krishna has just circumstantially put together, improvised some doctrine to make Arjuna fight the war. No. These are eternal words. So the instruction that Krishna has given is eternal and eternally relevant. Because it refers to time-independent principles. No. The soul being in material bondage and finding happiness only through liberation to the spiritual level, these are eternal principles, these are eternal truths, whether we are in ancient, modern, pre-modern, post-modern, whatever times we may be in, it doesn't matter. These are eternal truths. And anutishthanti manavaha. So manavaha, those human beings who are anutishthanti, who live according to these words. So, what happens to them? Shraddhavanto anasuyanto shraddhavanto. They live with faith. Shraddhavanto and then anasuyanto. Without any envy. So, those who live like this, muchyante te pi karma bhi muchyante. They are freed from te api. Even when they are karma bhi, when they act in karma, and even if they do action, still they will become liberated. So Krishna says that these are words not just to be heard, but anutishthanti. It means one should situate oneself according to these words. That means one should live according to these words. And if one does so, then how does one do the shraddhavanto anasuyanto? So with faith, without envy. With faith means that these are words which are potent. These will work for me. and I'll give them a sincere try, honest try, wholehearted try. Anasuyanto. You know, why is Krishna considering himself to be the object of karma yoga? Well, who does he think he is? He's just another person. No, he's not just another person. He's the supreme person. So when there's no envy for Krishna, then surrender to him becomes easier. So that's what is being talked about here. And that is what is Krishna's instruction to Arjuna. That Shraddhavanto Anasuyanto. Now, the concept of Shraddha is very important in not just the not just in spiritual life, but actually in all walks of life. And Krishna will talk about Shraddha in the next chapter also, in two verses, 4.39-40. It says here he will talk about Shraddha in two verses, 3.31 and 32. So 31 talks about how what happens to those who put faith in him, and 32 talks about those who don't put faith in him. Faith is actually something which is essential in all walks of life. When we pop a pill into our mouth on the prescription of a physician, we are putting faith in that physician. Faith, essentially, the way it is used in normal parlance, how can you put faith in that? It means we are doing some activity and we are hoping for a result, but we are not sure whether we will get the result or not. So, that way, when we act, then we are putting faith in the cell. So, we put faith in a doctor when we take medicine. When a man and a woman get married, they put faith in each other that this particular person will be faithful to me. Faithful to me generally means that no one will not have relationships outside marriage. And if somebody has that relationship, then the opposite of being faithful is being unfaithful, being cheating. So infidelity in marriage can be a ground for divorce. So faith, and the word also that is used, marital infidelity, that means unfaithfulness. So faith is not something which is reserved in the to the religious or spiritual domain. It is required in all walks of life. Breach of faith or breach of trust, that is a culpable crime in many governmental interactions or even business interactions. Again, the principle is same, faith, trust. So now, we actually accept the principle of faith in so many of the other activities that we do. But when we come to faith in God, faith in a process to attain God, we balk. We say, how can I have faith? Why should I have faith? But it is simply an extension to the spiritual realm of what we are already doing in the material realm. Now, things may seem a little more challenging for our faith in the spiritual realm because we can't see. But then, because we can't see, that is all the more reason for faith, for putting faith. Because without faith, we will not be able to progress. Because what can we see then? If as it is, we are not able to see, then if we have to progress in that direction, faith is all the more essential. So, Krishna, when he asks for faith, it is reasonable faith, because faith is sensible and it's verifiable. Sensible means that just when a doctor says, okay, you got rashes on your face because there is some blood contamination, and this medicine will cure the blood contamination. So that whatever is told over there, the diagnosis makes sense. And then some prescriptions are given. We see that prescription contains the appropriate chemicals. It's the appropriate chemical composition for countering the disease. So this is, yes, we put faith in the medicine also. So like that, when the diagnosis makes sense, and then we that is sensible faith, when we take the medicine, and verifiable means we accept, we find that, oh, it cures me, therefore it's verifiable. So Krishna will later say in 9.22, Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, the truths of scripture can be verified by experience from within. So Krishna is telling here that have faith, that I am not giving instructions to you to mislead you. It is actually to lead you to liberation. And when we put faith in Krishna, then we move forward in our spiritual life, in our onward journey towards Him by our steady progress. Because one step at a time, one step at a time, we take based on our faith. And as we keep taking steps forward, we keep getting higher taste. We keep gaining deeper realization. So faith, when Krishna is asking us, we can choose whether to put faith or not, rather than thinking that faith is some gift which I will get in the future. No, faith is, yes, by fall. Just as we take the medicine and we find ourselves getting cured, then our faith grows in the medicine. But then, so faith is a gift which comes from Krishna, but faith is also a choice. We decide that, should I do this or should I not do this? We can do activities which enhance faith, and our faith will grow. If we do activities which damage faith, the faith will go down. So by choosing to do activities which enhance faith, we can move onwards in our spiritual life. Thank you.